Thomas Jefferson said, "The God who gave us life gave us liberty at the same time."
The Junior Leagues of New York State present The Price of Liberty. The Price of Liberty. The true story of early settlers of New York State who suffered cruel hardships to gain the freedoms we enjoy today. Our story, an early demonstration against religious intolerance, the Flushing Remonstrance.
Just say, Henry Townsend.
But what have I done?
Conducted secret meetings against the orders of Governor Stuyvesant.
Where do you take me?
To the prison in New Amsterdam. Come, move along.
To prison? Because I and my Quaker friends chose to worship in our own way?
His Excellency allows but one religion in New Netherlands, the Church of Holland.
But the Dutch West India Company allows the freedom...
Governor Stuyvesant is the law here. The Dutch West India Company be hanged.
It is the year 1657, a place Flushing on what is now Long Island, a day's journey from New Amsterdam on the island of Manhattan. And what happened, you have heard. Who was Henry Townsend and why was he important? Well, to find out, we must go back 5 years to Long Island Sound, where a ship had anchored. And when the news was brought to Governor Peter Stuyvesant, the fiery Dutchman exploded with rage. And before...
I will not tolerate it! Driven out of Massachusetts, these wretched Quakers come here to spread unrest with their religion.
There's a whole boatload of them, Your Excellency.
Well, something will be done. I am governor for the administration and responsible for the people.
Yes, Your Excellency.
Ah, as if I didn't have enough troubles already. As if my hands were not already full. I worry for my people. I fear the constant Indian attacks. I strive to better the fur trade, to increase our trade with Holland, to see that our people have enough to eat. And to gain these ends, there must be unity. I cannot afford to weaken my grasp on the people.
Agreed, Your Excellency.
I am a soldier, an administrator. New Netherlands is my responsibility. I cannot show weakness. The people must do as I say if we are to survive. Nothing must come between my authority and the people, and least of all a group of religious fanatics. There must be nothing to divide us.
The people are with you, Your Excellency.
And I must act at once. Get my quill and be prepared to ride at once.
At once, Your Excellency.
What is it you nailed to the tree?
Come forward and read for yourself. It is a proclamation from His Excellency the Governor.
And what might this be?
Read aloud so that the others will hear.
There shall be no secret meetings of any kind. The sum and substance of the proclamation is this. There will be no secret meetings of any kind, including religious, for His Excellency recognizes but one church, the Church of Holland.
The governor's right, he's guided as well.
His orders have always been for the general good.
I don't think you should tamper with religion.
Yes, the Dutch West India Company allows freedom of worship.
Well, they're far across the sea. What do they know of our life here? I'm with the governor.
This can only lead to trouble.
I'll go along with the governor. Thanks to him, we're a rich colony.
But religion is something else again. There'll be trouble. Trouble for sure.
Oh, there'll be trouble if we defy the governor.
We've had enough trouble.
Yes, we've had enough
trouble.
And the proclamation was received with mixed emotions, though the majority leaned to the side of Governor Stuyvesant. Plagued by Indian raids and fierce winters and frequently deprived of the necessities of life, the people of New Amsterdam had at last reached a state of some prosperity and sought to avoid difficulty of any kind. Meanwhile, in Flushing, a day's journey from New Amsterdam, the proclamation had yet to be posted. The newly arrived Quakers were being absorbed into the life of the community, and with each succeeding day were gaining the respect of their neighbors. Life in Flushing was peaceful and quiet. and few, if anyone, suspected the difficulty lay ahead.
Come, wife, ride a bit faster. You dally when I'm impatient to move.
But it's such a nice day for a ride. Why not enjoy it?
But it's a good mile to the market.
Oh, patience, Edward Hart. It's about time you learned to enjoy the beauties of
nature.
Good
morning, Edward. Good morning, Dave Hart.
It's John Farrington. Good morning, John.
Beautiful day, John.
Such a nice man.
And a fine magistrate, too.
Edward, look. Look at the buds on the trees. They're like...
Good wife, you've the soul of an artist and I the patience of a mule.
Edward, look. Speaking of mules...
Why, it's Dave Van Dyke and the impossible mule. What's the trouble?
Come, you stupid mule. Move before I take the switch to you.
Perhaps you should build a bonfire under him.
Nothing would penetrate his thick and stupid hide. Come on, get a move on you.
Perhaps you should try to win him with kindness.
This four-legged idiot, this long-eared brother to a hyena. Would that I could open a dike of our native Holland upon him. Oh, what's the use?
And so life moved along in Flushing. A day-in, day-out routine existence not much different in its human relations than it is today. But on the horizon lay the dread that the governor's proclamation banning all secret meetings was bound to inspire. Reports of religious meetings in Flushing seeped into New Amsterdam and were brought to the attention of Governor Stuyvesant. He sent for the sheriff of Flushing, one Tobias Feek, and soundly belabored him for permitting meetings to be held in violation of his proclamation.
But, Your Excellency, these are simple, God-fearing people who...
That is beside the point. As governor, I have issued a proclamation. As sheriff of Flushing, it is your duty to carry out my orders.
But Flushing is our home, and we can do as we please.
Flushing or New Amsterdam, it is still New Netherlands. And while I am in authority, while the Dutch West India Company holds me wholly responsible, my orders shall be carried out, do you understand?
But the Dutch West India Company charter flatly states
I that... am the law in New Netherlands, Sheriff Peake. And I therefore insist that you prevent Henry Townsend from conducting his meetings in violation of my orders.
And if he doesn't?
In that case, I shall appoint a new sheriff. Good day.
Low in spirit, Sheriff Tobias Feek returned to Flushing and informed Henry Townsend and his Quaker friends about his meeting with the governor. But they were not frightened. The meetings continued with little annoyance by Sheriff Feek. And an angry Governor Stuyvesant ordered Henry Townsend arrested. And that day there was enacted the scene that we heard in the opening of our story. His friends and neighbors were indignant at this violation of the rights of one of them to worship as he pleased, and they lost no time in getting together to discuss the price of freedom and the need for protecting a man's rights and privileges in New Amsterdam.
This has gone too far. The governor assumes he has the right to arrest a man for his thought and to control the way a man worships.
He has no such right, and we are agreed.
The arrest of Henry Townsend is unfair and illegal. It threatens every man among us.
This invasion of a man's home is no more than religious persecution.
And it threatens every one of us who doesn't see fit to worship in the same manner as His Excellency the Governor.
This is a bitter task. If nothing stops that maniac and his oppressions, he will go to no end.
The charter should protect us from such tyranny.
Yes, but the charter was written in Holland, and Peter Stuyvesant is here, and we can appeal to
him. We can appeal only to Peter Stuyvesant. He must learn that we are free men and know our rights, and he must be taught to respect them, too.
You are speaking treason, Edward.
Quiet, Dame Hart.
I'll not be quiet. Consider what you are doing. This is dangerous. If you were all arrested, what will happen to the rest of us?
Quiet, wife, hold thy tongue. You know, John, these women fear their own shadows.
Dame Hart, please be good enough to fetch ink and goose quills. There is writing to be done.
But, John...
Why fetch the ink? I shall write the document myself.
All right, but against my better judgment.
As clerk of the town, you should write the document, Edward, and I shall be the first to sign it.
We shall all sign it. Now, how to begin? Speak up, John.
Your ink and quills.
Let us address it to Right Honorable. You have been pleased to send up unto us a certain prohibition or command that we should not gather in secret meeting.
that we should worship only in the prescribed manner as set down by your office. We are all commanded by the law of God to do good unto all men. Should anyone come in love among us, we cannot lay violent hands among them. We must give them free ingress and egress into our houses, and this we shall hold to our patent and remain in your humble subjects, the inhabitants of Flushing. Written this 27th day of December in the year 1657 by me, Edward Hart Clark.
There, the document is done.
Now to sign it.
I shall deliver this to Governor Stuyvesant himself.
May God ride with you, Sheriff Feek.
Open up! Open up here, I say!
Now, who goes there?
Sheriff Peake, a peace officer and loyal subject of Peter Stuyvesant. Come from Flushing on urgent business to see His Excellency.
Quiet, man. I cannot awaken the governor at this hour. What have you there?
I'll show you inside.
But the governor...
Inside!
Very well, very well. Come in.
I have a scroll for His Excellency.
Well, hand it to me. I shall give it to the governor when he arrives.
Keep your hands off. I shall give it to him myself.
What is this commotion? What do you want?
Sheriff Tobias Speak, Your Excellency.
He bears a scroll which he insists on giving you personally.
A message from your loyal citizens in Flushing.
What foolishness is this? What is so urgent that you must awaken me, Sheriff Speak?
I have a remonstrance from the people of Flushing who are most upset and displeased about the unwarranted arrest of Henry Townsend.
Give it here, man. They are displeased, huh? They'll soon learn who is governor here in New Amsterdam. You have been pleased to send up unto us a certain prohibition or command that... Written this 27th of December in the year 1657 by me, Edward Hart Clark.
Who is this man Hart to address me in this fashion? And who are these others?
All citizens of Flushing, Excellency.
And your name is among the first, eh?
No impertinences meant, Excellency.
Guard! Guard!
Yes, Your Excellency.
Throw this miserable wretch in jail and arrest the others on the scroll. They'll soon learn to recognize authority in Flushing.
And so it was that these men with Henry Townsend were arrested and thrown into jail. For 5 years, Governor Stuyvesant continued his one-sided course, culminating in the arrest of John Bowne for attending Quaker meetings. Bowne appealed to the West India Company in Amsterdam, Holland, and they rebuked the governor.
It is our opinion that the consciences of men ought to remain free and unshackled. This has always been the guide of our magistrates, and the result has been that people have flocked from every land to this asylum.
The right of religious freedom, thus won in New York State almost 300 years ago, is still and will continue to be a cornerstone in our free government. You have been listening to the story of the Flushing Remonstrance. Another program in the series, The Price of Liberty. This program was presented by the Junior Leagues of New York State in cooperation with the State Department of Education and was produced in the studios of WPTR in Albany, New York.